This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control, bring up anything as we launch into hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That's freetalklive.com. Still to come, some very disturbing evidence that we have a long way to go here in this country as far as helping Americans come to the message of freedom and liberty. Whew, boy, we'll get to that. But first, we got to go to your calls. We held Joe over from California. Now, Joe, just to recap, you brought up Rosie O'Donnell. Hello?
I'm sorry.
Okay. You brought up Rosie O'Donnell in the context of this whole gun control situation based on the Virginia Tech shooting today. And what was the point that you were making? Because I had a little bit of trouble understanding it.
Well, I just thought it was kind of coincidental that Rosie O'Donnell's been all over the news, and, you know, she's been attacked for some comments that she's made regarding the September 11th tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we've all forgotten, because gun control has been kind of on the back burner, that she was one of the, you know, strongest advocates and front runners with that on the agenda.
Right.
And tomorrow she was supposed to have on a bunch of firefighters and survivors from September 11th to sit there and say that, you know, they felt that there were some unanswered questions that weren't being answered properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this was a very convenient day for this to happen. I think it will not only marginalize anything that she could have said, but more importantly, I think if she doesn't take a strong approach to, you know, her prior views on gun control, that it's going to be make her a very easy target for some people that have been attacking her that really didn't have anything of any value to add.
Now,
but now they can make her a very, you know, very much a hypocrite.
Now, if she believes this, the whole thing, that 9/11 was an inside job, you know, skull and bones,
No, I don't think she said that. And I think she sat there and she said that, you know what, I've never seen a building fall just to plain ordinary fires.
She's not kerosene,
and it doesn't burn at a high enough temperature to melt steel, and I would like somebody to explain to me how the laws of physics were not only defied that day,
well, okay,
but they were defied
hold on
three
a second.
Times.
Slow down. Okay. Yeah. First of all, you're not talking to two subscribers. We're not true believers of the conspiracy thing. So
I
we're
didn't
not
say there was a conspiracy.
We're not even necessarily in that particular camp. She's probably just an American who's seen Loose Change, which is a shoddy video, which very well edited but shoddily researched video, easily debunked and has been debunked very effectively at loosechangeguide.com. So she's probably just one of the American people that sort of, you know, she believes what she's been told by the conspiracy crowd, and so she's come out on her show about it. And this is what, you know, disturbs me about the conspiracy crowd, is they are willing to embrace anybody who's willing to embrace them. And so they've been rallying around Rosie O'Donnell, the conspiracy people here, when Rosie O'Donnell is a big government freak. She is somebody who is all for big government. She doesn't think the government has a problem. She just thinks this particular administration is bad. And that's why she's glomming on to the whole conspiracy situation, because she hates George Bush and she hates the administration, and she'll take any ammo she can get, what she perceives as ammo. So it kind of disturbed me that people that probably would support gun freedom, because I sort of feel like the conspiracy crowd, or a lot of them at least, are of the, I don't know, pro-gun sort of mentality. That's just an extrapolation based on not really much. But nonetheless, they've embraced this woman, even though she's a big government freak. Doesn't that bother you at all, Joe?
Well, you know, one thing I would say is, and I hear you, and I don't think that really she's been embraced. And I mean, listening to, you know, other commentary on the subject matter, I have a lot of views that are nothing like Rosie O'Donnell's in a lot of areas, and then there's a few things that I think, yeah, I could have an agreement with her on. I don't think anybody strictly endorsed her. I think they were glad to see somebody who would go out there that could reach a medium other than through the internet and, you know, these conspiracy sites, as you say. But you know, that once again puts me right back into the same problem that I've had all along. Everybody's calling her a conspiracy nut, and the conspiracy nuts are gathering around her, and this and that. And that's not all that happened. And I would agree with you. Yes, she probably did see a copy of Loose Change, However, I've been to the loose change debunking site as well, and having a been an engineer, I have to say that either I have to throw away my education or I need to go back to school, because the way the new physics has defied everything that we've been taught since we found out the Earth was round.
Well, you guys can go around and around on the conspiracy thing if you want to.
Right.
Both sides.
I don't know what the facts are, but I know that a whole bunch of people would have to be in on this in order for it to work. The engineers have come out and said that that's the way they expected the buildings to fall.
I'm sorry, who said they expected the buildings
to fall? The engineers that built the buildings.
They built it to fall that way?
That's my understanding. That's what it said.
Unfortunately, I guess it really comes down to how much information or how much time you would actually like to spend researching it.
Mm-hmm. I personally like to spend zero more.
The gentleman who was the sign-off for the Underwriters Laboratory absolutely said that there was no way that the building could melt, and he was fired shortly after.
Hey, Joe, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
A guy just came out, I think it was last week or the week before, and said that LBJ and the CIA were in on killing, this is a guy on his deathbed that was involved in the whole JFK thing. Mm-hmm. He just came out and revealed the whole story, that, the dirty little secrets of the killing of JFK.
And?
Nobody cares.
Well, that's just it. People like Joe and the people on the other side can continue just going back and forth forever. And there's several different sides of this whole conspiracy.
Yeah, I have
thing.
No idea what the truth is.
Some people believe that there was a cabal of dark cloak people that set the whole thing up. Some people believe it was space aliens. Some people believe the government story. I don't believe any of it. And it doesn't matter to me who did it and what the physics were and all of that crap. What matters to me is that government has gotten bigger as a result of 9/11. Government has gotten used terrorism as an excuse to increase their size. And my job is to fight against that. My job is to fight against the size of government, to educate people that government is the problem, not the solution.
Right.
These conspiracy crowd wants is just people to be brought up on charges. That's not going to solve the problem of government.
Right. Is all you're going to get is the other side, the Democrats. Or I don't even know how you could pin it necessarily on Republicans here. But is all you're going to get is the other side, and they're just going to do what they always did. And, I don't see that there's any benefit to any of it.
No, there's not. And it's just a lot of time being
wasted.
Maybe you can
convince people that the government's too big with it. I don't know. It seems
But then
to me,
you embrace people like Rosie O'Donnell. The conspiracy...
But Rosie O'Donnell doesn't... you see, the thing is, Rosie O'Donnell's going to take your message, and she's going to say Republicans are bad.
See, the conspiracy crowd, and Joe is wrong, they are absolutely rallying behind Rosie O'Donnell. I go to prisonplanet.com from time to time, because they do good. To give Alex Jones credit, he's one of the major conspiracy theorist guys.
Mm-hmm.
He does really great work covering the police state. If you're looking for news about the encroaching police state, that guy's got it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. So I go to that site looking for that sort of information, but inevitably I see what other things they're promoting at that time. And right alongside on the sidebar, there's a somewhere in his advertising section, there's an ad for Ron Paul. And you think, hey, Ron Paul, a small government guy. These people must be small government people. And then there's another one that says, defend Rosie. I mean, strange. Talk about strange bedfellows.
Yeah.
I understand when it comes to issues.
But it's kind of like, aligning
yourself.
It's an issue for them. And in the same respect, they're willing to get in bed, just like libertarians are, with anybody who wants medical marijuana. They're willing to do it. And I get that, and I see it, and I don't know.
But there's a difference between supporting someone who's moving in the right direction on an issue.
Right.
And absolutely embracing and helping an individual who otherwise has contradictory viewpoints.
Right. I see where you're coming from.
They're
on that
boosting
one.
Her.
The thing is if Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen they're going to turn on you like rabid dogs.
What do you mean?
They don't support smaller government. They don't think about that at all. They want the Democrats in charge.
Right. Their message is I don't know anything about Charlie Sheen, but Rosie definitely is someone who thinks, and a lot of these people think this, is that this administration bad, new administration good. Let's put a new administration in and bring this one up on charges.
And the new one's not going to change any of the laws. It's not going to repeal the Patriot Act. I mean, when was the last time a law got repealed? Come on.
They don't care a whit about reducing the size of government. They don't realize that government is the problem. Whether or not you believe in the conspiracies or whatever, it's government that's the problem. It's government that makes people powerful enough to harm others and control others. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. Ryan, Kurt, and your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Bert and Ernie know parenting's challenging, especially when children think they're in charge. When I come back, I'll tell you about someone else who's trying to be the boss. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. On Sesame Street or any road, children aren't the only ones whining, kicking, and screaming. Family cars are getting in on that action. Like your kids, your car wants to run the show. As it gets older, it'll squeal, pop, shake, rattle, and roll you into a fury. If that doesn't get your attention, it'll leave you stranded, which will drive you into the shop for repairs. Take charge. Keep your car on its best behavior by following owner's manual service schedules, like a bedtime rule, and dressing it in Sunday best with car wash and wax. Cars, they're easy when you take care of them. Kids, now that's another story. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. At 800-259-9231, that would be the packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Live streams are waiting for you. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both totally free at freetalklive.com. We're jumping right back into the phone calls. Let's go to Ryan in Texas on the amplifier line. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, first of all, everyone knows that the Twin Towers were brought down by a pair of Chuck Norris roundhouse kicks, okay?
But Chuck Norris is the baddest man to ever live.
Wait a minute. What do you have to back that up? Did they find his boot prints at the scene of the crime?
No. You know that that fire would at least melt the rubber. Anyway, that's not why I'm calling.
All right.
Came across a great, just a hilarious story I got to share with y'all when I was reading the paper today. There's this local company right in Dallas called SniffX. They're developing an explosives detector. The Navy checked it out. Despite the fact that it's nothing more than a dowsing rod, it's four magnets and a TV antenna. That's all it is.
What?
Now, yeah, the Navy checked it out, tested it, decided that it didn't work at all. So it's basically a $6,000 dowsing rod. Well, the Navy ended up buying eight of them anyway.
Okay.
It's insane. And now this company's under investigation by so many different people of bad stock fraud and all kinds of things. Their website mysteriously went down today, but I'm going to go ahead and post it on the BBS because it's just too hilarious.
Why did they buy them if they didn't work? Is it just someone who's politically connected running the company?
The guy isn't even politically connected. You don't get investigated by the SEC if you've got connections.
Huh.
The purchasers are just morons, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's not their money to spend, I guess, huh?
Right, it's $50,000 for what is four magnets and an antenna.
Sweet,
awesome.
I'm in the wrong business. I'm going to go ahead and post their Middle Eastern website still up. I'm going to post that on the BBS. It's just too hilarious.
All right, then, Ryan. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I guess you have to actually see it to understand how hilarious it is.
Well, I mean, it is hilarious that, once again, but the thing is we're not surprised. If this was the first time we heard about the government
we'd be
spending,
shocked, right?
Like, just a shocking amount of money on something stupid that doesn't work or doesn't work as well as it should, or just even if something that does work, I mean, just a shocking amount of money on it,
right.
Well, then, you know, but at this point, we're like, no big deal. No big deal.
Yeah, that's what's new, right?
Yeah.
It's government.
$600 for a hammer. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, I care. I mean, I do
care.
Yeah,
but there's just nothing we can do about it.
Right. Yeah, nothing we can say here is going to change that tomorrow.
No.
But we'll keep saying it because eventually minds, you know, new people are tuning in all the time. They're hearing this message for the first time, some of them. And there's actually a pretty neat thread. He mentioned the BBS. There's a pretty neat thread on the BBS right now. I think it's in the general forum. Maybe. Or the Promoting Liberty forum. Anyway, the thread is, how did you find liberty? So it's really interesting reading people's sort of path to discovering freedom. Of course, inevitably on the Free Talk Live forum, a number of people found it through Free Talk Live.
Of course.
It's cool. Like, you know, some people, they had a teacher in high school who wasn't necessarily overtly libertarian, but very clearly in retrospect sort of put some messages into their heads. And just kind of neat, reading through people's histories as to how they found liberty. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Let's go to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Great, Kurt. What's on your mind?
Well, I found liberty. I've actually not always had liberty. I just could never define it. I could always feel it, but your show has helped me define it more. So
great.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to jump on the third rail of libertarian politics with both feet. There's been
roads.
A lot of talk about the roads. And I think we should just auction them all off.
Yeah, but that's been promoted before. But the problem with that idea is that if you auction it off, it could very well go to, there could be somebody who's in the local government or whatever using their political connections to sort of change things and make sure the right people get the right roads, and it could be manipulated in that way.
Well, hold on. Now, there's problems with your little campaign too of giving everybody the chunk of road out in front of their house.
Mm-hmm.
Is suppose I live at the end of a dead end road. It's a rather long dead end road. As a matter of fact, it's my grandmother's street that I sort of half grew up on in Bradenton, Florida, and there's 20 or so. Call it 25 houses on the street. the front two houses get together, the ones closest to the road, and they conspire with each other. Hey, you know what? We can charge all these people $1 or $2 or $3 or $5 a day, or a passage, to get to and from their houses. And if they don't pay, they can't go home, or they can't get out.
Mm.
And so those people could make it very difficult. Now, I'm not saying that they would lock them in or anything like that.
You could include a contract. You could include stipulations with
overbid
the...
them. All you got to do is overbid them.
Okay, you're now talking about the auction thing.
You're talking about auctions. Yeah.
Yeah. So
go ahead and flesh out your auction idea, because we didn't give you a chance to. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The thing about it is that, you know, when you start talking about side streets and roads on which people live, you know, generally that's not going to represent a big money making opportunity to a corporation. So why would they bid on that? You know, the larger roads are the ones they're going to bid on. And, you know, at that point, you know, I think that, you know, there wouldn't be one or two road owners. I think there'd be hundreds or maybe even thousands. And I'm sure they would conglomerate or form a network kind of like Visa and MasterCard, you know, where, you know, Visa's not issuing the card. The banks are. You know, so you would subscribe at a lower fee, you know, that would be offset by advertising and business contributions to a network of roads.
I don't think subscriptions are really that easy to deal with when it comes to the roads.
I think that subscriptions are the way that it would be going.
You think so?
I can't see how it would go any other way. I see that maybe they would go towards what you're talking about, but initially toll roads would that's what's going to happen. And people don't like toll roads. What's that?
You'd have a transponder in your car.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, and insofar as the side streets, everybody on the block would get together and pony up, and they would have an agreement where, you know, when you sell your house, the new owner gets your portion of that road, and you would all be responsible for its upkeep, like a homeowner association type of thing.
Right, and there'd have to be some sort of stipulation in there to where the road owners could not restrict the other individuals in the neighborhood from passing through their segment of the road.
Well, they would be able to restrict people who don't live in the neighborhood, but
sure,
those who live in the neighborhood, everybody, you know, if everybody would own it.
Right. They should.
You know?
They should have full access. I agree, and I think it'd be interesting to see the way it played out, whether it be the auction sort of idea or whether it be the piecemeal sort of handing it out to the property owners idea. It'd be interesting to see the way it turned out. I don't think that the toll situation is very plausible, because then you've got a set up. Then what do you do about people coming into the area for the first time? Do you have like a little toll booth where everybody has to go and sign up for their transponder if they want to come visit?
You're slowing down traffic.
No, you can use a credit card to buy anywhere in the world. Why wouldn't your transponder be good anywhere in the world?
On whatever network you're on.
Well, I don't know. Because most places in the world are run by governments, and so...
Well, then this wouldn't be governments, though. You're proposing selling them off.
Yeah, but I'm talking realistically. It would only happen in a few areas first. Anyway, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. Heck at 8 on that toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there, over 210,000 posts. Over 1,300 people interacting. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff as well, all completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Tax day is tomorrow. Don't you wish you had known more about finances growing up? A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066, 800-657-5066.
Let's go to the phones. Ladies first, April in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, April. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm listening to you. And okay, so you got this utopian libertarian society here where everybody owns the road in front of their house. And what you don't, I mean, the more that I hear of of you guys talking, because you would have to come up with so many legal stipulations and contracts.
Not really. Have you ever been in a gated neighborhood? Not really. Have you ever been in a gated neighborhood?
Yes, but they handle it just fine. But listen. What if Joe down the street who's smoking his medical marijuana decides he doesn't want to clean the road, he doesn't want to take care of the road in front of his house, and he ends up and there's a big hole in front of his house, and he doesn't want to take the money or the energy. I mean,
well,
then you're going to have to create police that would go around and cite
people. No, if you've got a contract with that guy that says he's supposed to maintain his road, then you just take him to arbitration.
Well, what if he just told you to kiss his butt?
His reputation rating would take a huge hit, and then people would be less likely to want to deal with him in the future.
Oh, but a lot of people don't care about stuff like that.
Well, then maybe you should move into a gated neighborhood where people do care.
And the type of people who the type of people who are libertarians actually don't really care that much what other people think, and that's why there are people, not libertarians specifically, but who have, say, big weeds in their yard. And would every single neighborhood have to have some kind of contractual deal with the road? I mean, wouldn't this create actually, because there would be sidewalks, there would be roads, there would be all these different things, that you would actually be creating more government with this kind of a situation, and more arbitration and more lawsuits and more garbage than what we've got right now.
No, that doesn't create more government. Government at this point would be so small you'd barely be able to even find it.
If it's a problem, hold on a second.
You've been talking now. Hold on. If you are worried about big weeds growing in somebody's lawn and you're worried about them not taking care of their road, then move into a gated neighborhood where everybody has very restrictive deed restrictions as to how their lawns are supposed to look and all those other sorts of things. You can move into that neighborhood, and I'll move into my free neighborhood. How about that? How about we all get to choose?
Well, see, you're missing the point that I'm trying to make, okay?
Okay, what's that?
What if we both live in the free neighborhood, okay? You and I, we live on the same street, and we keep our road in front of our house maintained. But Joe down the street, he's not keeping his road in. I mean, so who's going to own the roads in these free neighborhoods where we live? I mean, do we own the roads, or does the government own the roads? Does the county own the roads?
Well, I don't want the government to own the roads anymore. And what you're talking about is just my idea for getting the roads out of government's hands. As you heard Kurt in Michigan point out, he would like to auction off the roads to the highest bidder. That way, one person or one group of people, whoever it is that won the auction, would own that entire strip of road. There would inevitably be some sort of contractual stipulations placed on the road within the sale of that road in order for them to keep it up to par.
Well, what if a big corporation then, say, buys Highway 93 out here running through Kalispell,
mm-hmm.
and they charge us 25 cents every time we get on it or whatever, and they're supposed to maintain it. But what if they decided, we really don't want to maintain it that well, and so they don't clean, they don't ever get the snow off of it, and they don't take
care of it. Well, you'd take another road then, wouldn't you?
What was that?
Wouldn't you take another road then? If they were treating you like crap as a customer, wouldn't you go to the competition and take another road?
There might not be another road. In a lot of areas, there aren't other roads available.
Well, there certainly aren't other roads, but there wasn't another company to compete with Sears either. And then Walmart came along, and now Sears has been beaten down. I mean, I think competition would come into play.
Didn't we have this same problem with, like, PG&E and stuff in the past?
I'm not sure who PG&E is.
Where there was only one. Well, there are a lot of places where there is only one big road. Like, for instance, there are roads up here in Montana where there's only pretty much one road you can take to get to one place to another. These big roads, and there's no other alternative. And
right.
And how would you? So what? You might have to go hundreds and hundreds of miles out of your way.
Quick newsflash. The road you're talking about was created by government. The situation we're in right now with the roads was created by government. If you don't have another option, it's because government hasn't given it to you. If that road is turned over to a private owner, that private owner could only get away with so much before people started saying, hey, this guy's gouging us, or this guy's not clearing the snow fast enough. And so people would very quickly form another organization to compete with whoever it was that owned that road, and they'd build themselves another road somewhere else in order to compete with that person, and
they would take land away from somebody who had the land in order to put the road up? I mean, how would they do that?
They'd have to buy them out.
Now, April, before we go into this any further,
you guys would create a bigger mess than we've already got. And let me tell you something. I agree with you on a lot of things.
The point that I call this the third rail of libertarian politics for a reason. I would never suggest, auctioning off these roads or anything like that. And when you say you guys, you're not talking about me, you're talking about Ian. Because all I have ever suggested is that we should have some fair system like gas tax to handle
right.
the roads.
Some communist
something,
system.
Something easy and simple that everybody
right.
can
communism
understand.
Communism works with roads.
Because people just don't get it with roads, and you sort of lose them in the libertarian education when you start talking about roads in this area. But one thing that I'd like to make perfectly clear to you, April, is roads used to be all privately owned. And then governments saw what a good idea that would be to get their little fingers into them. And now, in the process, they charge us to build these things three or four times what they cost to build, because governments always do that. And
right.
they have, it's completely inefficient.
And they suck.
It's right. It's a completely inefficient process that they have. So government finds government creates a problem. So they went and bought the roads, and now we have a problem. So they create more government to solve the problem, and then they create more government to solve the problem. I mean,
but
now
see,
we
I
have.
Think that- I think what you're missing is the type of government. I mean, obviously, there are people in government who are good people who would not, but what we have allowed is we have allowed the criminals, basically, to take over our governmental
Ooh.
System.
No, I'm
and
sorry.
So,
No. No, there may be people that work in government that are good. For instance, Mark's wife used to work for the government. That may be true. But the fact is they're working in a system that is funded and set up through violence. So it doesn't matter that they're good people. The fact is there's power there, and that power will inevitably attract the bad ones. The good people are usually the low-level bureaucrats. It's the bad ones that move up in the upper echelons of administration and that sort of thing and set policy and everything. And, you know, April, just because you can't envision the way roads would work if the marketplace provided them doesn't mean that the marketplace wouldn't be able to provide them affordably and sensibly. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's hard to envision this. I have a hard time with it.
Third rail of libertarian
politics. Keep repeating
politics.
That. That's fine. You can keep repeating that mantra, but we're going to keep talking about the issue because people are going to keep bringing it up.
I don't suggest that we stop talking about it, but I do suggest that libertarians not get bogged down in the
right.
road issues with people, because all it does is confuse the crap out of them.
Well, whatever. We're going to have to make it as unconfusing as possible here.
Gas tax.
The idea that some private company is going to take over a road and then all of a sudden just stop taking care of it and result in people careening off the road and dying and starving to death as a result of them not being able to use the road is absolutely absurd. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness in bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. I said I had evidence that we had a lot of work to do as far as Americans and educating them on the whole freedom issue, and I want to hold that evidence to tomorrow night because it's so extensive and interesting. We won't be able to do it justice because, I mean, the call's been rolling in. That's good, because that's what Free Talk Live is all about, is your phone call. So we'll get to that, but just to tease you on it, Americans... they want to tax the rich even more now than they ever have in the past. Plus, a striking number of Americans is now on the dole from the government. More than you might imagine. Take a quick guess, Mark. How many Americans are taking money from the government?
Well, it's not exactly the dole, but 52%.
You've seen it.
I have. I'm
supposed to take a guess at it.
Well, what am I? How am I going to guess when I know the answer?
All right. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. All right. So, but we were talking about the roads thing, and you'd actually brought something up during the break that I thought deserved to be brought up on the air, because April called in from Montana freaking out about the possibility that an evil corporation would buy up a road and then not clear the snow off of it and charge way too much money so that everyone in Kalispell, Montana, and everyone else that was in this situation would starve to death or be careening off the road on a snowy winter. So how would the marketplace possibly handle this?
Well, I try not to talk about this subject, but, you know, when you get into it, the government creates problems, and then it tries to solve them with more government, and then creates more problems as a result, tries to solve them with more government, and that's how we have the big system that we have.
I suggested flying cars in the past, and you thought, oh, no, they would fall into people's houses, and that would just be completely, we can't have that.
I didn't say that we couldn't have it or anything like that. I just don't like to get into it, because that's immediately the next thing that people say.
And I said, well, you know, the marketplace would come up with some sort of safety function to help prevent that.
They have out there right now that you can buy.
Right
currently.
Now.
Currently, they have out there these little lawnmower kind of helicopters. They're just little things. They're not really enclosed very much. I think one of them comes with a plastic tarp, kind of see-through plastic tarp that you can put around
it. The hobbyist
to
thing,
keep,
right?
Yeah, to keep from dying. But they're essentially a helicopter that has two blades on top that, it gets rid of the need of that little propeller thing on the back.
I don't know.
I can't remember what that's called. The little propeller on the back of a helicopter kind of keeps it stable and everything.
Right.
That's what makes it so difficult to drive. To fly these. Now, these helicopters with these double blades on top, they also have a regular, they have a propeller on the back, but it's spun so that it's propelling the vehicle. It's not stabilizing the vehicle. And they're remarkably easy to drive. You drive them with a stick. Really. Anybody can drive these things. And helicopters have an advantage that, say, an airplane or the Molnar flying car that we've talked about in the past don't have. is that when a helicopter falls, it falls straight down like a rock.
Yeah.
And in that process, air is passing through the propellers. So there's this last little bit of juice in them from the air coming through them that you can kind of that you can put a computer in the helicopter, and they have these that'll catch it at the very end and slow the fall. Everything's going to wreck. The helicopter is going to be destroyed, but you'll probably survive. The chances are better that you will survive because the helicopter has just been slowed near the bottom.
Right.
And the chances are better that you won't crash through somebody's roof like a meteorite.
I think it's brilliant. And this is something that already exists. Now, imagine these safety features taken out after a decade of, you know, Toyota jumping into the game, of Nissan and Dodge and all these other major manufacturers coming in and bringing their engineers to the table and figuring out ways to make these more effective and safer vehicles. I guess vehicles, is that even an appropriate term?
Now, if you can imagine, just for a second, take all the cars off the road that are commuter cars. People, one or, you know.
And give them helicopters.
Just one person in the car. Give them helicopters. Let them fly around. These little helicopters that I've just described. Let them fly around. Suddenly, the roads problem has pretty much solved itself.
Yeah.
And now, when you deregulate.
Roads wouldn't have to be expanded ever again.
When you deregulate roads like that, what you're also going to deregulate, because, you know, there's been a whole total shift in America's consciousness, is you're going to deregulate railroads. And then once you deregulate railroads, people are going to. Businesses are going to start getting it again as far as transporting things by rail. It's a lot cheaper and a lot more efficient. Imagine the train pulling all those cars full of crap versus one semi pulling one car full of crap.
Right.
The cars
the
on the train
don't go
even,
everywhere right now, but they could go to certain regions
they
and
really
then the semis
go
could pick them up.
Pretty much. I mean, they don't go everywhere, but they go to, you know, pretty much every state has railroads.
Right. Well, like in Florida, they only go down to Tampa.
Well, that's because railroads were basically killed by the federal government because the federal government went into help, and you know what the Reagan's seven scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Railroads were killed by government intervention.
I think that's a pretty cool vision.
Sarasota and Bradenton are basically new places.
I like that vision of a marketplace mentality when it comes to transportation instead of this government-constricted, government-regulated situation that we have today. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just came across a very stunning article from the Roanoke Times, dated January 31st, 2006.
Yes, and we mentioned it in the first hour of the program. Essentially, the government of Virginia rejected a piece of legislation that would allow for the carrying of weapons. Was it on all college campuses or just Virginia Tech?
All colleges in Virginia.
Thank you.
Did you happen to see the quote from the Virginia Tech spokesman?
Maybe, but you can read it for us.
It says, the Virginia Tech spokesman, Larry Hinker, was happy to hear the bill was defeated. I'm sure the university community is appreciative of the General Assembly's actions because this will help parents, students, faculty, and visitors feel safe on our campus.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, real safe. Eric, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Gardner in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gard.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Your voice is better this week, but you got stuck in traffic, I hear.
Yeah, you talk about privatization of the roads. You know, we had all the storms around here, and I was trying to make it over to you guys so I could join you tonight. And I've been listening on and off throughout the evening, and you've just been doing a fantastic job, a stellar job also with your callers on the Virginia Tech gun issue. And I was going to mention something that your last caller just brought up, so I won't even go into it because he did it and you guys already talked about it. But talking about those roads, you mentioned your caller, April, wondering about what happens if a corporation would buy a road and then not let anybody on it. And you just have to say to yourself, okay, you know, with that sort of a question, you pose a question to a person like April or anybody else and say, well, how many instances have we had where corporations have bought and made large investments in things and then not tried to sell the product to people? You know, so, I mean, obviously the corporation is in it to try to make money. They're going to try to address things as best as they can. And today I can't even tell you, trying to get over to you guys, the numbers of examples that I saw of waste inefficiency, and I don't want to be harshly critical of the highway department in New Hampshire or anything like that, but I know it would work better if we had private companies operating the roads.
Of course it would. They'd have incentive for the first time ever.
Yeah, and if people aren't aware, we've had some incredible flooding up here. They've got, you know, 7-8 inches of rain in New York. I don't know.
We got lucky here because there's not much flooding where I'm at. I haven't seen much of it. And hopefully we'll see you next week, Gard. We're out of time. Thank you for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's try to get Joe in here from, I think, Maine. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
This is David in Manchester. Manchester, New Hampshire.
David in Manchester. What's on your mind?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, I don't know if you guys already talked about this, but I remember seeing a link to this on one of the e-zines somewhere, but I couldn't remember what it was, so I brought it up. It was about the tax issue. It states that this is from the it's called Closing the Gap. It's some center around budget and policy priorities, and it's a report based on an IRS report, and they state that when income is reported by a third party, usually an employer, to the IRS, the compliance is generally over 90%.
Okay, as far as 90% of employers are complying with that?
No, taxpayers are paying the full tax debt.
Okay.
When there is no reporting from third party, the compliance drops, depending on the situation, from between 20 and 68%.
So when employers collect, it's 90% compliance. When it's like independent contractors, it's 20 to 60%?
Kind of. It didn't use those terms, but it's when income is reported by a third party, usually that's an employer. But when it's, say, cash or independent contracting work where there's no reporting done by a third party,
right,
essentially the taxpayer has to screw himself honestly and report his own income.
Right.
The compliance rate drops noticeably. I can't remember his name, Joe or something, from hadn't paid his taxes in 25 years.
We're short on time, David. Is your point, what is your point with this? You're just saying that people don't want to pay?
Tax rebellion's already going on, even if he pays, and it's well on its way.
Very good. Are you paying this year?
Unfortunately, I am. I'm not filing. I'm not giving the government any paperwork, but yeah, they know how much I make.
I got you. So they've already taken it.
I have an employer.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I have an employer.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. We are done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The really bad news about Americans and their mindset coming up tomorrow night. We'll start the show with it. Your calls as well. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.